Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for November 12, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, late last week, the Chinese government stated that the U.S. and China had reached an agreement to begin rolling back tariffs after the Phase 1 trade deal is signed. That statement led to some optimism and a jump upward in the financial markets. Politico says it was just 24 hours after that when President Donald Trump poured cold water all over the positive vibes. The president said during a press conference on Friday that there was no such understanding between the two countries.
Well, they'd like to have a rollback. I haven't agreed to anything. China would like to get somewhat of a rollback, not a complete rollback, because they know I won't do it. But we're getting along very well with China. They want to make a deal. Frankly, they want to make a deal a lot more than I do. I'm very happy right now. We're taking in billions of dollars. I'm very happy. China would like to make a deal much more than I would.
Politico points out that they have asked both the White House and the U.S. Trade Representative's office to confirm the Chinese claims. Both refused to comment on the record and did not make any attempt to contradict the Chinese statement. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven on Monday held a meeting with North Dakota producers and Risk Management Agency Administrator Martin Barbary to ensure RMA assists crop insurance adjusters as they assess the damage from the recent adverse weather and also to help resolve disputes. Barbary's visit comes as part of the senator's efforts to support farmers and ranchers as they try to recover from natural disasters, including excessive moisture and also the early season snowfall. According to a press release from Senator Hoeven's office, they say the senator has worked to secure a disaster designation for the U.S. Department of Agriculture for 47 North Dakota counties, provide disaster funding through the Wildfire Hurricane Indemnity Program, known as WIP Plus, to help cover crop losses, secure additional market facilitation program payments, and is working with the USDA to send the November tranche out quickly, and also fund crop insurance, the primary risk management tool for producers. A new research from the National Pork Board provides insight that exporters of U.S. pork can use to position themselves for long-term success in the Chinese market. Jan Archer, who is a pig farmer from Goldsboro, North Carolina, says this is an important study.
Pork 2040 is a foresight marketing study that the National Pork Board is collaborating with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. It used pork checkoff dollars were invested, and they were invested with USDA's Foreign Ag Service Emerging Markets Program Fund, which is a short way of saying that we were able to leverage checkoff dollars to do this study. And it really looks at what the state of our pork markets are going to be by the year 2040. Where are we going to be selling our pork? Where do we need to be investing our dollars globally to make sure that we're returning as much value back to our producers?
For more information on the study, you can go to pork.org. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.